In Los Angeles today, lawyers for family members who donated their bodies to the UCLA Medical School will ask a court to close the university's willed body program. They accuse UCLA of illegally selling parts of bodies that were donated for dissection. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Shirley Williams' husband died 2 years ago after a stroke, and as he had wished, she donated his body to UCLA for medical research. The 73-year-old Los Angeles resident was told at the time that young doctors would use her husband's body to study anatomy. She says she's devastated to learn that parts of his body may have been sold.
You feel like you've been kicked in the stomach. UCLA is a wonderful university, and I believed in it. I just find it so difficult to think that somebody would put money higher than the use that this was meant for.
Investigators believe it was the director of UCLA's cadaver department, Henry Reed, who sold the body parts to a middleman named Ernest Nelson. Nelson then allegedly sold the parts to biomedical research corporations. Both men have been arrested. Reed was charged with grand theft, Nelson with receiving stolen property. Nelson says he's innocent and that the university was aware of his activities. He told investigators that he made up to 2 trips a week to UCLA's medical school to retrieve body parts. He claims he had a client list of up to 100 companies and had sold parts of as many as 800 bodies. Lawyer for the families, Raymond Boucher, says there is no way Nelson could have conducted his activities without the knowledge of university officials, and he's suing to shut down UCLA's willed body program.
The people who were a part of the Department of Anatomy and the director of the School of Medicine were the people who were clearly responsible for ensuring the integrity of this program, and I think that the evidence will at least reach up that high.
University officials deny that they were aware of any wrongdoing, but yesterday, Gerald Levy, dean of the School of Medicine, apologized to the families.
These alleged crimes violate the trust of the donors, their families, and UCLA. We are deeply sorry.
This is not the first time that UCLA's willed body program has been in trouble. In 1996, the university was sued for illegally disposing of the cremated remains of donated bodies. UCLA hired Henry Reed to clean up the program. Only recently, a court commissioner had said that he was impressed with Reed's reforms and was about to rule in UCLA's favor. Officials at other medical schools say they are worried that UCLA's scandal will affect future body donations. Arthur Daly of Vanderbilt University School of Medicine says once the public's trust is lost, it's hard to get it back.
It's an extremely worthwhile thing to do to donate your body, and you need to be able to do so in an atmosphere of trust, knowing that your donation is going to be received and used in the manner that you intended it to be.
Researchers say the demand for body parts has grown dramatically in recent years. The human tissue industry is worth an estimated $500 million a year. Art Kaplan, a professor of medical ethics at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, says there is a market for body parts, human tissues, even removed tumors.
I don't want to say there's a long line of people hanging around the hospital waiting to get little bits and pieces of us, but there is some market in this. It's growing, and it desperately cries out for more regulation than it's getting.
Most states have strict regulations banning the sale of human organs. However, Kaplan says rules regarding the sale of other body parts need to be strengthened. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.